I'd like to welcome you back to all Daf's Daf and Practice series. I have a friend who makes sure to have a stash of candies, and not because he's a candy man in shul, but because he travels a lot, and he has to say tefillas haderech every so often, and he likes to have a stash of candies in his car in order to eat the candy before he recites tefillas haderech. What's that all about? See, the Gemara in today's Daf, Psachim Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, says kol habrachos kulon, all brachos, Huseach b'baruch. You're supposed to begin the bracha with the words baruch, baruch atah Hashem, and you conclude v'chosim behen b'baruch. You're supposed to conclude the bracha with a baruch as well. And Tosfos, and the Devar HaMaskil Kol, asks from multiple places, among them tefillas haderech, where although we do conclude tefillas haderech with a bracha of shomea tefillah, baruch atah Hashem, shomea tefillah, but we don't begin with a baruch, we start off yehi ratzon mofanecha. What's that about, asks Tosfos. And Tosfos answers, because in fact tefillas haderech is not a bracha. The Gemara says brachos need to begin with a baruch and end off with a bracha. It's a tefillah be'alma. Since it's only a tefillah be'alma, you don't need to begin with baruch atah Hashem. Rabbi Yonah in Brachos gives another explanation that the bracha of tefillah sederach is patterned after the bracha in Shmona Esrei of Shema Kolenu. They have the same conclusion of Shomea Tefillah. And just like Shema Kolenu doesn't begin with a bracha, therefore tefillah sederach as well doesn't start off baruch atah Hashem. But there's another explanation. Why is it that tefillas haderech, we don't begin with a bracha? The Gemara in today's daf says that brachos are supposed to begin with a bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Maharam in Rutenberg, in Aruch Chaim and Simen Kuf Yud, Sifav Haram in Rutenberg, Sheyotza Laderech Baboker, when he knew in the morning that he was going on a trip early in the morning, Haya Omra Achar Yirotzik De Lasmicha Lebrichas Agomel Chasadim. Immediately after Birchas HaShachar, when he would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Agomel Chasadim Tovel Ma'amo Yisrael, immediately then, he would say tefillas haderech. Why? B'tiyah bracha hasmucha lechaverto. In order to ensure that tefillas haderech would be juxtaposed, would be right next to another bracha. What does that accomplish? The Gemara in today's daf introduces that concept as well. The Gemara says, although typically a bracha is supposed to begin with a baruch and end with a baruch, if it's a bracha hasmucha lechaverto, if you have two brachas next to each other, then the second bracha does not need to begin with the words baruch atah Hashem. You could just start off straight into the text of the tefillah itself. And therefore, the Maharam in Rutenberg was troubled why tefillas haderech doesn't begin with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, and he wished to recite it next to another bracha in order to allow it to be a bracha smucha chaverta, and thereby not require that it begin with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, really comments on the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, that therefore it's really best to eat first. When you're traveling and you have to recite the tefillas haderech, it's best to eat in order to be able to make a bracha achrona, and right after the bracha achrona, be able to recite the tefillas haderech in order to allow the tefillas haderech to be next to another bracha. It happens to be an interesting discussion among the poskim, whether it's specifically bracha achrona. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman says that even the bracha rishona would be good enough, that it's considered a bracha smucha chaverta. But it's a chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah to make sure, if possible, again, it's not ma'akev, it's not required, but if possible, to make it a bracha smucha chaver, to make the tefillas haderech juxtaposed to another bracha in order to give an explanation why you don't need to begin with the words Baruch Atah Hashem.